Have you ever been there, trying to make two different software systems actually talk to each other? It feels like they're speaking completely different languages sometimes.
Oh, absolutely.
And then, well, imagine throwing advanced AI into that mix.
Yeah.
How do you get these smart systems to genuinely connect with the outside world without, drowning your developers in endless custom code for every single connection?
Yeah, it's a huge challenge. Sounds almost impossible, right?
Exactly. Well, today we're diving deep into something that might just be the answer, the Model Context Protocol, MCP, MCP. And it's not just some dry tech spec. It's being called a revolutionary framework. Apparently, it's really changing how AI systems hook up with external services and data.
That's the idea. Our sources for this, they're focused on building AI-powered API integration systems with MCP. So we've got good stuff on the core ideas, how you actually do it with tools like FastMCP and, where it's actually working in the real world.
Right. So our mission today really is to unpack this MCP thing. Why is it suddenly so important? And how does it, make life easier for developers who used to tear their hair out over this stuff?
Exactly. We want to get to the bottom of it.
So if you need to get up to speed fast for a meeting, or maybe you're just curious about where AI is heading, or you want to know what's on the cutting edge, well, you're in the right place. Let's get into it.
Let's do it.
Okay, so let's paint the picture first. Before MCP showed up, what was it really like for developers trying to connect AI systems to, regular APIs? I hear it was pretty messy.
Oh, messy is a polite way to put it. Yeah, our sources describe it as developers hitting a real wall, a tipping point, they call it, just because of the sheer complexity.
A tipping point. Wow.
Think about trying to plug in, I don't know, a dozen different gadgets, but every single one needs a unique adapter. And maybe even a different voltage converter. That was the daily grind.
Okay, I can picture that.
Yeah,
Frustrating.
totally. And the specific pain points. They were everywhere. You had developers writing custom code, like from scratch, for every single service they needed to connect to.
Each one. Seriously.
Each one. Then you had to deal with all sorts of different authentication methods, data formatting, complete chaos, inconsistencies everywhere.
Yeah.
And maintaining all these separate connections, plus debugging when things inevitably broke across different platforms.
Sounds like a nightmare.
It was. And the key thing here, the sources point out, is how these little frustrations all added up. They compounded into this massive barrier that was actually slowing down how quickly AI could be adopted more widely,
Yeah.
made scaling solutions incredibly tough.
Right. It wasn't just inconvenient, it was a bottleneck.
Precisely. So that leads us straight to the big question. What does MCP actually do about all this? How does it manage to create this paradigm shift people are talking about?
Yeah, let's get to that. So what is MCP fundamentally, and why is it more than just, another standard?
Okay, so MCP, the Model Context Protocol, it's an open standard framework. Anthropic introduced it back in November 2024. And it's really designed specifically to standardize how AI systems connect to all sorts of data sources and services.
Introduced by Anthropic, okay.
Yep. And its main job, its core function, is to provide a kind of universal interface. Think of it like a universal translator or adapter for AI
A
models.
universal adapter. I like that.
Yeah. It lets models easily do things like read files, run functions on external systems, handle prompts that need outside context, all through one consistent method.
So it builds a bridge, basically.
Exactly. A standardized bridge between the AI and the outside world, getting rid of all those pain points we talked about. No more endless custom code for every little thing. One approach fits all.
That sounds significantly better.
It is. And looking at the bigger picture, MCP isn't just a technical thing. It's really about letting AI become truly dynamic, letting it interact with the huge amount of information and services already out there. It's about giving AI the context, the sort of understanding it needs to work with external systems properly.
So moving beyond just basic commands to actual interaction.
Precisely.
Ugh.
Understanding the why and how of the interaction.
Okay, theory sounds great, but how do developers actually use this universal interface? What are the tools? This is where FastMCP fits in, I gather.
Exactly right. FastMCP has really taken off as the main Python framework for building MCP solutions. It's more than just the basics. It's a pretty comprehensive toolkit that genuinely speeds things up.
A toolkit. Okay, what's in it?
Well, the latest version, FastMCP 2.0, has some really neat advanced features. Things like automated deployment, so setting up servers is way easier. Built-in authentication management handles the security side. Client development tools like pre-built bits to get you started faster. Even things like server proxying for more complex routing setups. And a really big one, REST API generation.
What does that do?
It means Fast MCP can look at an existing open API specification, those files that describe how an API works, and automatically create the MCP server from that spec.
Wait, automatically. So if you already have an API definition.
Exactly. If your organization already uses open API, Fast MCP can just consume that and set up the MCP side. It's a huge time saver.
Okay, that sounds powerful. Why else does FastMCP stand out?
Well, developers seem to like its code structure. It feels very Pythonic, intuitive, easy to read. This helps with rapid development. You can build complex integrations with surprisingly little code. It's built to be scalable, supports different ways for systems to talk, like HTTP, and the documentation is apparently quite thorough.
And the source mentioned something about simplicity, like a specific example.
Yeah, that's the aha moment for many developers. The example is basically you initialize an HTTP client, you load your OpenAPI spec file, which is often just a JSON file, and then with maybe one or two lines of code using fastmcp. From OpenAPI, you create the MCP server. Then you just run it.
That's it.
That's pretty much the core of it. And the really amazing part, that minimal setup automatically turns every single API endpoint that was defined in that OpenAPI spec into a discoverable tool that MCP clients can use.
Wow. Okay, think about that. That's a massive change from writing custom glue code for every single endpoint, which is what people used to do.
It's a huge shift in efficiency. Like you said, automatically converting existing OpenAPI specs, that lets companies modernize their older systems and connect them to AI way faster, much less effort. It can literally turn months of integration work into maybe days.
Right, collapsing that timeline. Okay, so that covers building the server side, turning existing stuff into MCP tools using FastMCP. Now, the other side of the coin, how do we get the AI models, the actual brains, to use these tools?
Right, the intelligent agents. That's the next piece. And interestingly, our sources point out something subtle about model selection here.
Oh, what's that?
You might think you always need the biggest, most powerful AI model for complex tasks like interacting with APIs.
Yeah, that seems logical.
But the sources suggest that's not always true. Smaller, more specialized models, something like Mistral Small 3.124b Instruct, can actually give you excellent results, especially if you're worried about resources or costs. They can be really accurate for these specific API interaction tasks.
So bigger isn't always better here. It's about the right tool for the job.
Exactly. It challenges that assumption. And for these AI agents to work well with MCP, they need a few key parts in their architecture.
Like what?
Things like tool discovery, so the agent can automatically see what MCP tools are available to it. Parameter generation, figuring out how to format the inputs correctly for the API calls. Response processing, understanding the data that comes back from the API. And importantly, error management, handling things gracefully if an API call fails.
So the agent needs to be pretty smart about the whole process.
Definitely. And for implementation, the sources highlight frameworks that use something called a React pattern. You might have seen this in libraries like Llama Index.
React,
Yeah.
reasoning and acting.
That's the one. It's clever because it lets the AI agent do more than just follow a script. It can actually sort of think through a user's request, reason about which MCP tools it needs to use, maybe even in sequence, and then act by calling those tools.
So it's more dynamic, more autonomous.
Exactly. It pushes the boundaries of how these agents can intelligently figure out how to use external APIs rather than just being told exactly what to do.
Okay, that makes sense. Now, beyond just getting things connected, what about making these MCP systems ready for prime time? You know, robust, secure, high performance for real business use.
Yeah, the advanced features are critical there. First off, how these systems talk to each other. The transport mechanisms. MCP supports a couple of main ways. There's SDDIO transport. That's basically standard input-output, like two programs on the same machine talking directly. Good for local stuff, tight integrations.
Like on the same server.
Right. Then there's HTTP transport. That's the more common one for web-based systems using standard web protocols. It's generally recommended for scalable distributed deployments.
Makes sense for most web applications.
Definitely. And then security. Hugely important. Modern MCP implementations come with solid security features built in. We're talking token-based authentication, standard SSL TLS encryption to keep data safe in transit, ways to limit how often an API can be called, rate limiting, and detailed access control to manage permissions.
So, locking things down properly.
Absolutely. And performance matters too, especially at scale. So you see strategies like connection pooling, reusing connections instead of creating new ones all the time, asynchronous operations, so the system isn't just waiting around, caching data that's used often, and load balancing to spread the work across multiple servers.
Standard performance techniques, but applied here.
Exactly. And when you pull all these advanced features together, the transport options, security, performance tuning, that's what really makes MCP ready for serious enterprise-level applications. It stops being just a developer shortcut and becomes a real foundation for building reliable, secure, high-performance AI systems.
Got it. So it can handle the demands of the real world.
That's the goal.
Okay, so we've covered the tech, the tools, the advanced stuff. But what does this actually mean for businesses, for users? Where is MCP actually making a difference today? Are there real-world examples?
Oh, definitely. The impact is becoming quite clear in several areas. Take library management systems, for example.
Library systems, okay.
Yeah, organizations using MCP there are reporting things like a 75% cut in the time it takes to integrate different systems, plus better accuracy when searching for books or authors, and just a smoother experience for users across different platforms like their website and mobile app.
75% reduction, that's massive.
It really is. Huge efficiency gain. Then look at e-commerce.
Online shopping.
Right. Retailers using MCP are seeing faster updates to their product catalogs, better search results for customers, and improvements in automating customer service tasks. Think about how that impacts both their operations and how happy customers are.
Yeah, faster updates, better search that directly affects sales.
Absolutely. And in bigger companies, large enterprises, MCP is helping to unify data access, breaking down those silos between departments.
Ah, the classic data silo problem.
Exactly. MCP helps create unified access, which then enables things like automated report generation or integrating real-time analytics more easily. Faster, better decisions based on data from across the company.
So these aren't just small tweaks. These are tangible benefits, saving time, improving accuracy, enabling new features.
Absolutely. It's enabling levels of automation and accuracy that were, frankly, really difficult or just not practical before. It's genuinely transforming how some businesses operate and what users can do.
That's pretty compelling. Now, when you're actually building these MCP clients, these intelligent agents, there's that big strategic decision. Where does the AI model itself live? On a local machine or out there in the cloud?
Yeah, that's a really critical choice, local versus cloud.
Yeah.
And there are good arguments for both.
Okay, what are the pros of keeping it local?
Well, the big ones are data privacy and security. If you're dealing with sensitive information, keeping the model and the data processing local can be a major advantage. It also potentially reduces costs associated with calling cloud APIs constantly. Plus, you get offline functionality, and you have more control over fine-tuning the model on your specific data.
Right. Control and privacy. What about the cloud side?
Cloud models offer essentially unlimited processing power. You get access to the very latest, most powerful AI models without managing the hardware yourself. The infrastructure is scalable, it grows as your needs grow, and you don't need heavy-duty hardware on your end.
So power, scalability, cutting-edge models.
Exactly. And what we're seeing in practice, according to sources, is that many organizations are actually finding a middle ground. Hybrid approaches are becoming common.
Hybrid? How does that work?
They might use local models for tasks involving sensitive data, or maybe for things that need super low latency right at the edge. But then they leverage cloud models for the really complex processing, or for more general AI tasks where scale is important.
So best of both worlds, potentially.
Potentially, yeah. It underlines that this choice local cloud hybrid isn't just technical. It's deeply strategic. It affects cost, how you handle data governance, compliance, scalability. You really need to think about your specific needs and constraints.
That makes sense. It's an architectural decision with big implications. Now, as with any new tech, things don't always go perfectly smoothly, right? What are some common roadblocks or issues people run into when implementing MCP? And what are the key best practices to avoid them?
You're absolutely right. Even with a standard like MCP, you can hit snags. Common issues often fall into a few buckets. Connection problems are pretty frequent.
Like things just not talking to each other.
Exactly. So you need to meticulously check things like, are the ports open? Are firewalls getting in the way? Are the API keys or credentials correct? Is the network connection stable? Basic stuff, but crucial.
Right, the fundamentals. What else?
Performance bottlenecks. Your integration might work, but it's slow. So you need to look at optimizing how complex your queries are, using caching effectively, making sure connection pooling is set up right, and just generally monitoring if your servers have enough resources.
So tuning for speed?
Yep. And then integration challenges themselves. Sometimes the issue is with how the systems are trying to connect at the protocol level. This might mean you need to double-check your open API specifications are accurate, really test that the endpoints are compatible, verify data formats match up, and crucially, make sure your code has solid error handling to deal with unexpected responses gracefully.
Good error handling is key.
Always. As for best practices, a lot of it is good software engineering hygiene, just applied specifically to MCP. Well, for code organization, keep your code clean, break it into logical modules, implement comprehensive error handling, like we just said, use clear descriptive names for things, and document your API endpoints well.
Makes sense. Keep it clean and understandable.
Exactly. Security obviously is non-negotiable. Implement proper authentication and authorization. Always validate inputs coming into your system. Never trust external data implicitly. Use encrypted connections, like TLS, and monitor who's accessing what, looking for any weird patterns.
Standard security checklist.
Pretty much. And finally, testing. You need good test suites covering different scenarios. Automated testing is huge for catching regressions. Regular security audits are a good idea. And performance testing under load before you go live. All critical for building something stable and trustworthy.
Okay, thorough testing is essential. So, last big question. Where's all this heading? What's the future look like for MCP? What's next?
It definitely seems like MCP is still evolving and the ecosystem is growing. Emerging trends we can probably expect include even tighter integration with AI models themselves, making it easier for models to use MCP tools.
Deeper integration.
Yeah. Probably enhanced security protocols as threats evolve. Broader platform support, maybe more languages, more environments where MCP is easy to use, and likely more sophisticated monitoring and observability tools specifically for MCP integrations.
Better tools to see what's going on.
Exactly. And in terms of adoption, the sources predict we'll see more big companies, more enterprises, implementing MCP as they see the benefits. The open source community around it will likely keep growing and contributing. We'll probably see more vendors offering MCP-related products and services. And continued efforts towards standardization, making sure everything works well together.
So wider adoption, more tools, more community. It really does sound like this is moving beyond the early stages into something more foundational. Like we're moving away from that Wild West you described earlier.
I think that's a good way to put it, yeah. Connecting it to the bigger picture, this focus on standardization and wider adoption, it just lowers the barrier to entry. It makes it easier for anyone, really, to build these intelligent connected AI systems. Complex integrations should become much more common, much more reliable, and ultimately much more powerful.
Okay, so we've just taken quite the deep dive into the Model Context Protocol, MCP. We've seen how it's really changing the game, taking these complex, often custom-built AI integrations and making them more streamlined, standardized, and scalable. A lot of that thanks to tools like FastMCP.
Yeah, it really simplifies things.
Fundamentally, it seems to be about cutting down that development time, reducing those painful errors, and just unlocking new ways for AI agents to actually interact with the world's data and services.
That's the core value, absolutely.
So, here's something to think about as we wrap up. Imagine how much faster businesses, developers, everyone can innovate when their AI models can just seamlessly plug into and use all the services and data already out there. With these integration hurdles coming down, what kinds of new, smarter applications could you picture being built?
It opens up a lot of possibilities.
It really does. And understanding protocols like MCP, well, it's not just about the technical details. It's about grasping these fundamental shifts, the plumbing, really, that's going to power the next wave of AI innovation and change how AI connects with our digital world.